when I come to it. Okay. Okay, today is Daf Mem. Daf Mem in the Sefer Erev, the famous Daf Mem. Here we go, we'll do our best. So, we're on the second to bottom line. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, so we had a story yesterday where they brought an animal that was shechted on the first day Yontif, and they want to know if they can eat it on the second day Yontif. Rav Sheshi said, I'm not eating that. Turns out Rav Sheshi really was being unduly machmir, right? And he said, when you find out, don't tell the others, Rav Nachman, Rav Chiya, don't tell them that it's such a, right? He asked about Kedusha. They told him it's no reason to be machmir. So, Amar Rav Ashi, no. Lididi Amalei Amemar. Amemar told me a different story. Ahu Bar Tavia, this deer, Lav Itzdude Itzdad, It wasn't a question that it was shechted on one day and it was being eaten on the other. That's not the issue. The question was, it came from outside the tchum. That's the issue. It came from outside the tchum. Manda achal, those who ate it, suffer they held. Haba b'shul Yisrael zeh, mutal Yisrael acher. If it's brought for one Jew, thank you so much, it's mutter for another Jew. If it's brought for one Jew, it's mutter for another Jew. In other words, they brought it for Reuven, they brought the newspaper for Reuven, so Shimon could read it. Right? They brought the animal for Reuven, Shimon was able to shecht it. Why is there a halacha like that? Where'd that come from? So halacha is why this is mutter. Rashi says the reason why it's mutter is because the whole tchum is derabanan. So tchum is derabanan, so they make all. The Ramban says something different. It's tchum. Every person has a different tchum based on what they have. They set it up, so it's very hard to be machmir. So if Reuven has an issue, what to do with Shimon? So therefore, it's mutter. If a malacha is done, that's a different story. What if a malacha? We're gonna get to that in a second. So therefore, they brought it for Reuven, so Shimon was allowed to eat it. Uman de lo achal, the ones who didn't eat it, suffer held. Called the Asi Lebei Reish Galusa. It was brought for the Reish Galusa, right? So Adayte, the cooler Rabban on Asi. It's as if it's brought for everybody. Why? He's the leader of the whole people. Look at the Tosfos. See the Tosfos of Adayte? Adayte the Kulu? See it? Look at the last line of that Tosfos. Last line, Hilkach. See Hilkach? Davar haba michutz l'tchum b'shvil Yisrael Asi l'chol b'nei beso Le'achol. That did the kulukasi, right? The wife can say, "Listen, he pays for the newspaper. I can read it." Can't say that, right? It's one house, one family. You can't say, "Oh, well, him." What does that have to do with me? No, it's one house. You can't say that, right? If you can't say it for the Reish Galusa, whatever's brought for the Reish Galusa is brought for the whole Klai Yisrael, then of course in your same house you can't say that, right? Tosfos points out. Anyway, right. Yeah, but Rav Sheshes bumped into Rabbi Bar Shmuel yesterday and asked him, what's the story with Kedushas? That doesn't make a difference here. That story is irrelevant to this discussion. Right? What's the story with, nothing to do with Kedushas. So the Gemara says, that never happened. That story never happened. Okay. Next. Hahu Lifta, there was these vegetables, the Asi L'Mechuza, and they were brought to Mechuza. On Yontif, by Goyim. They were brought for other Goyim. So Nafak Rava went, Chaziyah Dikmisha. He saw they were a little withered. Shara Rava Lemizban Mineu. Rava allowed them you to buy it. So there's no issue of buying things on Yontif because you didn't set a price, you set the price afterward. Everyone trusts everybody. There could be a term like that. Amar Havadam Esmal Nekwa. Not only that, they were certainly uprooted, they were certainly cut off yesterday. Because they were withering already. So there's no muksa shayla. So there's no issue. What's the only issue now? It was brought from outside the tchum. Maya marta b'chutz tchum asya. What's the issue now? It came from outside the tchum. Haba b'shvil Yisrael zem. What do le'achol Yisrael acher? It's brought for Reuven. Shimon's allowed to eat it. V'cholshkin had the dayta d'nachrim asya. It was brought for Goyim. Then they brought it for Goyim. The Goyim were not around. Okay, we'll sell it to some Jews. Nothing wrong with that. Then Rava saw they were bringing it just for Jews. Right, so in this case, these Jews buy vegetables. You know, ah, it's a good market. It's a good audience over here. Then they ask it. Right? Again, how you apply this to halacha lemaisa issues. What else is the issue except for the newspaper coming? I don't know. Right? So most poskim don't allow it. They say it's a tchum problem. We'd all love to find a way to get around that. I don't see really how. But ask your local Orthodox rabbi.
How is a tchum problem if the newspaper is made in the city and the city is an entity?
Because it's not true. You have the bridges.
Oh, the bridges.
Yes, you have some local newspaper that's printed in Hempstead, that wouldn't be a problem. They have other problem with NOLA that was created, a whole separate problem. But assuming you get around that one, that one's easy to get around. Assuming you get around that one, they all come from, I don't know, wherever they come from. They're not printed locally. Okay. Hanu b'nei Gnana, there were these gardeners, digazu luhu asa, b'yantav sheni, they cut off hadasim on yantav sheni. Why'd they do that? Because they were making it for a canopy, for a chuppah. And Leurta, that night, Matzi Yontif, Sharile Rabbanan Ravina Leurche Bula Alter. Ravina allowed them to smell it right away. To go smell those roses, those hadasim, right away. They don't have to wait, Bechtei Sheyasu. So, Amale Ravabar Tachlifa Le Ravina, let's are Lehumar Ravnei She'eno B'nei Torah. Let's aser it, because they're not B'nei Torah. And as Rashi points out in the first skinny line, They're going to be mezalzel yantav sheni. So the whole reason, your whole issue is they're not bnei Torah. How bnei Torah shari? And what if they were bnei Torah? Then it's all right. V'abayinon b'chtei shiyasu. You have to wear b'chtei shiyasu. You're right. Azlu shalul rav avlu v'inishte b'chtei shiyasu. You're right. We do need b'chtei shiyasu. We do need b'chtei shiyasu. The Ritva asks, but it's mutter to smell hadasim even when they're attached. That's mutter also. You're allowed to smell them when they're attached. He quotes the Gemara in Sukkah that you're allowed to. So what's the issue? Why do I have to wait? I can smell them when they're attached. Why can't I smell them now? Right? The answer is. But in order for you to smell them, you have to go down to the fields, right? And go smell them. Now they're here in your town. So you have to wait for the distance that they brought it. In a chanami, there wouldn't be, if they would be in your net, in your backyard, you wouldn't have to wait for chtei shiyasu, because you could smell them when they're attached. The fact that they're detached doesn't change anything. Okay. Rav Dosa Omer ha'omol lefnei ha'teva. Rav Dosa said, if you go daven for the amid, certain davening you say. Okay, we're going to discuss now a halacha, very relevant, comes in every yontif, not every yontif, every Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabba said, Ki avinan be Rav, Huna, when I was by Rav Huna, Iboya lohutlan, I asked him the following question. Mahu lahazkir shal Rosh Chodesh per Rosh Hashanah. Do we mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? Let's get to the answer now. The answer is we do not. As far as I know, we don't. Now, they point out, the only kasha here is Musaf. Because every other tefillah, we never mention Rosh Chodesh, except for Yal V'Yavo. Which there is no Yal V'Yavo on Rosh Hashanah. There is no Yal V'Yavo on Rosh Hashanah. Actually, there's Yal V'Yavo on Rosh Hashanah, but we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. So that's not the kasha. The only kasha is Musaf. On Musaf in Rosh Hashanah, do we mention it? The answer is we do not. Right? What we do say is we quote the pasuk in the machzer in the Rosh Hashanah Musaf davening. We do mention all the karbanos, and we quote the pasuk that says besides the karbanos that you bring on Rosh Chodesh, right? Malvad Olas Rosh, some pasuk like that. Whatever besides that you bring on Rosh Chodesh, that's all you say. That's all you say. You don't say what those are. There's no hazkara for Rosh Chodesh at all. But that's the Gemara's question. Do you do it? So now the Gemara says like this. Keva dechalukin b'musafin. Since you divide up the musafs, amrinan, the different musafs, amrinan, so you say it, in other words, the musaf of Rosh Hashanah and the musaf of Rosh Chodesh are not the same. So right? Oh, dilma, or maybe. Zikaron echad. There's one zikaron. Olu lekan, ulekan. That applies to both. And Rashi and Tosos points out that it says Yom Zichron Trua, and he quotes a pasuk in Bahalotcha that says by the Chatzotzros, which was blown on Rosh Chodesh, it says V'yol Lachem L'Chizikaron, it should be a Zikaron for you. So you see that there's a Zikaron on Rosh Hashanah, a Zikaron on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, of course he mentioned it. Right? It's amazing how Achrona will come up with questions. There was a question, let's say, a sad story, a person is lost a mother. So he's saying Kaddish for a year. In the middle of that year, he loses his father. Terrible thing. So he can't say, you don't say Kaddish twice. Can you say, when you say one Kaddish, can it apply to both parents? Or you have to hire somebody else to say Kaddish for one parent? Interesting question. So they try to bring a raya from here. Ole echad ole lakan ulakan. One haskara applies to both. You hear that? And one kaddish can go to both. So there's no answer to this question. So there's the modern day post can say if you can hire somebody, it's probably better. And if you don't, if you're not able to, or whatever it is, you're stuck. Well, so you rely on this gemara. This gemara says one mention applies to both. Fascinating how they pull that out of that. You know. So. Amar Lan, so he told us back, Tini Suha, we learned it already. Rabdosi Omer, Rabdosa said, Hovel of Nat Teva, if you go in front of the Teva, if you go in front of Davin for the Amid, you mention my love la Haskir. Didn't that mean that you actually mentioned the Haskara, which the Chacham did not agree to? Right? He did A, and the Chacham said, no, that's wrong. So isn't it about mentioning Rosh Chodesh? So it's low, that's not what the issue was. Lahasnos. The issue was, do you make a conditional tefillah? If today's Rosh Chodesh, that's what the issue was. The issue wasn't the mention, so that we don't have an answer. Hachinami Mistarba, that actually makes a lot of sense. Midiktani Brisa, because every Brisa that says, V'chein hayi rabdosa otze brosh chadash shal kol hashana. Every Rosh Chodesh of Dosi would daven like that. Right? Rosh Hashanah Kula, V'lo Hodu Lo. They didn't agree with it. And one second. Every Rosh Chodesh, the rest of the year, there's no issue you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. There's no issue about that. The only question is Rosh Hashanah. Now, Iyam Rebishlam Alahat knows, if the issue is, do you say conditional tefillah? If today's Rosh Chodesh, then wonderful. And if not, then ignore what I'm saying. Do you say such a thing? Rav Dosi did that. The Chacham said no. If that's the case, it makes sense to say both. Mishum hachi lo hodu lo. That's why they didn't agree with him. We don't, right? Ela I amrit lahaskir. But if it's just to mention Rosh Chodesh, am I lo hodu lo? Then why would they agree with that? Okay, Rosh Hashanah, fine. What about the rest of the year? They don't agree you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh? The issue must be the conditions. Ela mai lahasnos. So the issue is, do you make a conditional tefillah? So lamali lafulugi b'tarti. Why do they have to say it twice? Why do they have to argue on Rosh Chodesh and argue on Rosh Hashanah? It's one issue. So the Gemara says no, tzricha. It's necessary. Di'ash mina Rosh Hashanah. If it only would have said Rosh Hashanah, if they would only be arguing on Rosh Hashanah, havamina b'haka ami rabbanan. That's why the rabbanan said no, don't make these conditions. Why? Delo mishum da'asi l'zalzule bei. It's going to come to be a zilzal. What kind of zilzal? What kind of zilzal? What's a zilzal? Rashi says, "E machzikin and lay safek. If it's a safek, asi luzal zuze b'sheni. We're going to be mezalzal on the second day. How exactly is that true? How is it mezalzal the second day? Because people are going to say, what kind of joke is this? What kind of joke? What kind of tuti d'Rosh Hashanah? What's going on over here? Safek, not safek. What's going on here? They're going to belittle Rosh Hashanah. Aval ki amrinan stama. But if we just say, today's Rosh Hashanah. Don't make, and if today's Rosh Hashanah, then good. And if it's not Rosh Hashanah, then I'm just stam saying nothing. Don't say that. Just say stam. Today's Rosh Hashanah. Machzikin luba kedusha acha. So we say, it's one kedusha. 2 days of one kedusha. Aval barashe chadashim. We're back into the Gemara. Aval barashe chadashim. Shakal shalakuna. But Rosh Chodesh, every other day of the year. Every other month, Emumo did Lehulu Reb Dosa. They might agree. Maybe they'll agree with Reb Dosa. That what? You do say a condition. V'itmar Baha, and if they would only mention every Rosh Chodesh, Baha Kam Reb Dosa. That's what Reb Dosa said. That what? That you make conditions. Avo Baha. But on Rosh Hashanah, maybe they would agree with the Rabbanan. Tzricha, therefore both machlokeses are necessary. Right? What's the reason for the Chachamim? What's the reason for that? Why can't you have a Tanai on Rosh Chodesh? I understand on Rosh Hashanah you can't. Because you're going to be Mezalzel. What about Rosh Chodesh? What's the Zilzel? If today's Rosh Chodesh, great. And if not, then not. What's the Zilzel? There's no Isser Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. What's the Zilzel? Right? I didn't ask that question. The Karen Ari asked that question. Because the Rambam says that the issue is, on Rosh Chodesh there'll be a Zilzel. Ask the Karen, what kind of Zilzel? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. No Zilzel. So he doesn't answer it. Zechel Avram says, if not for the Rambam, I would have said, the issue is, are you ever allowed to daven in a condition? The good issue. That's the issue. Can you ever daven conditionally? I would say, and Reb Dosa says yes, and the Chacham say no. Not if it's Rosh Chodesh, not if it's Rosh Chodesh. It makes a difference. You never can do it. But I can't say that answer because the Rambam said it's a Zilzel. Says a Zilzel is a Zilzel in Hallel. Zilzel in Musaf. That's the only Zilzel. People say, what are we saying Hallel for? We got to run to work. It's not Rosh Chodesh anyway. Whole thing's a joke. Right? So it'll be a Zilzel. But if we say, today's Rosh Chodesh. Such a thing. We have such a thing. It's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. I never heard anyone complain about that. Right? No one complains about it. So used to it. So if you just say it's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, there's no Zilzel. That's it. You say, Hallel, 2 days. That's what can I tell you? It takes, we have to start earlier. It takes longer. All right. That happens once a month. Nobody minds. That's what's going on. That's a Zilzel. Zilzel is hot. What else? No, the Zilzel. No, it's a Malacha. Okay, now. Meisvei, another Kasha. Rosh Hashanah, Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. What if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? So Beishamei Omer, interesting Shita, Mispalel Eser. You see, you have 10 brachas. We know that on Rosh Hashanah you have 9. The first 3, the last 3 never change. The middle 3, Malchiyot, Zichronos, and Shavuot. And because it's Shabbos, he ate a 10th. That's Beishamei. Or Beis Hillel Omer, Mispalel Teisha. No, 9. 9, the same 9. What do you do about Shabbos? You throw Shabbos in somehow, you manage to mention it. V'im Itza, and if it's true, if what's true? That we mentioned Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Beishamei achar eser miboyele. You should have 11. Why should you have 11? Rosh Chodesh. Right? The Maz.
Beishamei should be 10.
What?
Why do you want to think Beishamei?
Because Beis Hillel didn't add up, didn't go up to 9 for Rosh Hashanah, for Shabbos. Beis Hillel didn't go up to 10 for Shabbos. He left it the same number. So the fact that it's also Shabbos, to Beis Hillel was irrelevant. He'll throw Shabbos in. But according to Beis Shammai, who adds another one for Shabbos, so add another one for Rosh Chodesh. That's the question. Right? Only question on Beis Shammai. Look at the last Rashi. The Maskish or Rosh Chodesh. Le Beis Shammai, the boy l'kol chad bracha b'fnei atzma. He requires a bracha for every possible special day. You get another bracha. So, yud aleph mi boyle, it should be 11. Right? Amar Rav Zeira, no. Says Rav Zeira, that's not a good question. Shani Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is different. Mitoch shekolel, listen to this answer. Shekolel l'shachris v'arvis. Since at Shachris and at Mayriv, it never gets its own bracha, Rosh Chodesh. It's swallowed up in Modim, in Ritzei, I'm sorry. So on Rosh Hashanah, when it's Musaf, you do the same thing. You include it somehow. It never gets its own bracha, right? It never gets its own bracha. As Rashi says, I'm going to, in the middle of the Rashi, it's the second skinny line. It says Vehilkach. You see Vehilkach, second skinny line? Vehilkach. Berosh Hashanah Nami. Choseim, what do you end off? Mekadesh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron, V'rosh HaChadashim. Which we do not do that. Right? We don't do that. V'yath al-gafte b'shabes v'rosh Hashanah, boil l'kol chad bracha b'fnei atzma. even though Beis Shammai holds that if it's Shabbos, Shabbos does get its own bracha. That's true. But Rosh Chodesh, Modu. On Rosh Chodesh, he agrees he does, that you don't. Why? The Midrash Shekol Berachas Obitzach Berachas Ayom Shachris VaArvitz. Because you swallow Rosh Chodesh within on Shachris and Minchat and Shachris and Arvitz time. That filu b'shar Shabbosos, even every other Shabbos. Dahi bade afilu b'shamay pshita lon delo boy lechol chad bracha la'atzmo. Even b'shamay agrees that on a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shachris and Arvitz and Mincha, Rosh Chodesh doesn't get its own bracha. Dahi ha'avi mikla b'chol. And not only that, even if it's a weekday, ain lo bracha Shachris v'Arvitz. There's no special bracha for Shachris and Arvitz. Ella omer yalav yavo b'avoda. Rather, all you do is say yalav yavo. Hilgach, therefore, ki mikla Shabbos, when it turns out that, what do you have there? It's a trio. It's Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, afilu lamanda amal lekaman de b'Shabbos, lomad karina Rosh Chodesh, bavoda, ela berchat hayom, mikla hu di chalidan, v'lav b'fnei atzmo. It gets swallowed up. Okay? That's the answer. The answer is, Rosh Chodesh never gets its own bracha. So if it never gets its own bracha, why should Rosh Hashanah be any different? It never gets its own bracha. Okay? Now, 1 second. Now the Gemara, back to the Gemara, second line. Umi islu le b'shamay kolel? Does b'shamay even agree with this idea of kolel? V'atanya, Rosh Chodesh shechal yos b'shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, which happens twice a year, right? B'shamay omer mispal shmona. B'shamay says you make an eighth bracha. Right? We have seven brachas on Shabbos. B'shamay says you add an eighth. It's Rosh Chodesh. U'b'til omer mispal sheva. B'til doesn't change. It still doesn't change. Kasha, you're right. That's a good kasha. That's a kasha. Is it a death sentence on Beis Shammai? No, because that would be a tiyufta. It's a kasha. What the answer is, the Gemara doesn't answer.
So Beis Shammai doesn't believe in Kol.
Now, by the way, the Kol Atmo Tanoihi, this idea of being Kolel, of including it in another bracha, that itself is a machlokas tanoim. Why? The Tanya, Shabbos Shechalios per Rosh Chodesh. Listen to this. If Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, or Bechol Shel Moed, if Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos Chol Moed, so Arvis Shachris u'Mincha, Arvis Shachris and Mincha, Mispala Kedarko. That regular. Right? Ksheva, seven brachas, regular Shabbos davening. You do say Yalav Yavo before Motim, in Ritzei. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bahoda. Rabbi Eliezer does say that you say Yalav Yavo in a different place. You say it when you say Al Nisim, after Motim. That's a technical machlok, it's nothing to do, that does not our issue. V'yim lo Omer Machzirin also. And by the way, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat Shemot Esrei. Right? Now, Ubu Musafin, and in Musaf, now, we don't do like, now what do we do in Musaf? So if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we say a different Musaf. If it's Shabbos Chol Moed, we say a different Musaf. Right, we say the Musaf for the Regel. Right, we don't say the Musaf for Shabbos. And if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we say a different Musaf. Right? So if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos Chol Moed, by Musaf, Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, you start off like a Shabbos, Umesayim b'shal Shabbos, and you end off it's like Shabbos. V'omer kedushas yom be'emta, and you say kedushas yom, you stick it in the middle somehow. Rav Shimon Gamliel ben Rishmon ben Ochsher ben Yochanan ben Baroka Omrim, they both say, kol makom shezokok l'sheva. If there's ever a time we have seven brachas like Musaf, maschil b'shal Shabbos, umesayim b'shal Shabbos, v'omer kedushas yom be'emta. Right. And you say Kedushas Yom stuck in the middle. That's different, right? That's very different. This idea of Kolel is only according to them. There are others that we don't do this at all. We have a completely different davening. So what do you see? The Braita leaves out half the story. This Tana, these Tanaim here, hold from Kolel. The rest of them don't. And by the way, even though on a weekday, listen what the Sfas Emes points out. Even though on a weekday, on a weekday, we say Yal V'Yavo, which if you think about it, is basically a kolel, but basically what it is. Right? You're being kolel, the mention of Rosh Chodesh, in Ritzeh. You throw in Yal V'Yavo. Start the same, you end the same. Start the same, it ends the same. What'd you do? You stuck in Yal V'Yavo in the middle. That's all you basically did. Right? Okay. Now look at Rashi. Look at Rashi's second wide line. Very unusual Rashi. See Rashi's second wide line?
Mm-hmm.
Psak. Let me tell you what the psak is, says Rashi. Rashi doesn't, right? How many times have we ever remember Rashi doing that? Psak. The psak is Mesechus Beitza, Kavina Hilchasa, Deloki Haitana Dimistaime Shal Shabbos Lechude Bumusafin. Not like that, Tana. Ella, Av Kedushas Hayom, Boilad Kure Bechsima. You have to mention the Kedushas Hayom when you finish off the bracha, which is what we do. Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. Ubrosh Chodesh, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Rosh HaKadoshim. Right? Aval, B'maidik Omar Shachmas V'Arvis Mispala Kedarko, V'Omar Me'ena Ma'or Ba'avoda, Hilchas HaKavetze. We pass them like that on Shachmas. What we do is mention all of the other, nothing else. Vagabi kolel the shachris va'arvitz kavinan ein halacha ko'oso hazug to amri kol makom shazog l'sheva kolel. We don't hold like this, the zug here is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, that we do that even by shachris. We don't do that by shachris either, because he says any time the seven, which is every tefillah of Shabbos, you kolel it. We don't do that. We just say Yal V'Yavo.
What does kolel mean?
I think it means you end off the bracha that way.
Right.
Okay. Now, my Havi Allah, what's the story over here? What's the story with what? Do we mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah or not? Right? Now, we sort of answered that. Didn't we answer that already? Didn't we say it's a machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? Right? The Gemara says, what's the story? Amar v'chista, zikaron echad ol olakan olakan. No, you don't mention it. The zikaron of Rosh Hashanah goes for both. One zikaron goes for both, right? When we say Yom HaZikaron, it means Rosh Chodesh too. Do we mention it specifically? No, we don't. Right? Vama Rabba says Rabba another story. Ki avina be Rav Huna iboylam ma lomer zman b'Rosh Hashanah b'Yom HaKippurim. Do we say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Okay, the answer is yes. We do that. But the Gemara had a suffix about it. What's the suffix? Kivan de Mizman Lazman Asi Aminan. Well, Shechianu comes Mizman Lazman. Rosh Hashanah comes Mizman Lazman. Yom Kippur comes Mizman. So therefore, of course you make a Shechianu. O Dilma, Kivan de Lulukli Regalim, Lo Aminan. Since it's not a regel, you don't say Shechianu, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. What does the regel have to do with anything? So two pshatim. One pshat, the Torah Chaim says, because Shechiyana was tied to Simcha, on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur there is no Simcha, that you make din, not an issue of Simcha, therefore you don't say Shechiyana. Or, a little bit of a the Machz Vitri says, even though Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are called Moados, and they're together in Parshas Emor with the Moadim, they're there, nevertheless, Shechiyana, V'kiyamanu, so you go to Lazman Hazeh, to the Zman. Somehow, you don't end off Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Somehow, it's a different kind of Moed. It is different. And therefore, you wouldn't make a Shechiyonu. Lo Havi B'Yadeh. He didn't have the answer. Ki Asal Ki Beirav Yehuda. Omar, Ana. What do you mean? Akra Chadat Anami Aminu Zman. I say Shechiyonu and eat a new vegetable. I make a Shechiyonu for that too. Amalei. Rishus lo kamei bayli. No, I'm not talking about a rishus. Of course it's a rishus. Ki kamei bayli chova. I'm talking about a chov. Is it a chiyuv? Of course it's optional. I'm talking about, is it a chiyuv? My, what's the story? Amalei Rav Shmuel, Darmit Avayu, Ein Omer Zman Ela B'Shalosh Regalim. We don't say Zman except for the Shalosh Regalim. Rav and Shmuel both said, there is no Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Now, what do you see from this Gemara? That saying a Shechiyonu on new fruit is a rishus. Is that true? So there's a machlokas what this means. Some say it means By the way, the Rajba, the Arzurah, the Giborim, the Ramah, the Magen Avram, all Paskin, it's optional. It's a Rishus. It's a Beferish, a Gemara. It's a Rishus. Others say what that means is it's a Rishus because it all goes by your, if you hate star fruit, then why are you making Shechanu on that? It doesn't give you any Simcha at all. You don't make a Shechanu if you hate it. If it's distasteful for you, yeah, you haven't had it in 10 years. And now you have it, you don't make a Shechanu. Why? It's a Rishus. If you like it, it's a Chov to say a Shechanu. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait till that comes out. I can't wait till the new season. I can't wait. I love it so much. Then it's a Chiyuv. Subjective. What? Subjective. It's subjective. If you like it, it's a Chiyuv. If you don't like it, it's a, you don't have to say it. That's one. It's one answer. The other answer, the others, the I don't know who this person is. Rabbi Chananel said it in the name of Rabbi Shmuel ben Chachmon. Must be some early Rishon or one of the Gaonim. The Eshkol says it also. Well, you know what it means when it's a Rishus? What it means is very great, great Vart. What it means is you don't have to go searching for it. That's what it means. It's a Rishus. If it's in front of you, of course you make a Shechinano. I have to go searching for new fruit? There's no chiyuv.
Whether you like it or not?
Whether you like it or not? No chiyuv to do that. Now, do you have to go searching for an answer? Absolutely. To shake a little of an answer, you have to go searching. I have to go searching for the new fruits that can make a Shechinano? No, that's a Rishus. Yeah, if your wife happens to bring one home, do you have to go looking to make Shechinanos? No, that's a Rishus. Okay,
but.
Well, everyone says, I gotta buy that new fruit, I have to make Shechinanos. We don't do that.
You all go out and buy something.
No, he's not talking about Rosh Hashanah night. So that's done, anytime. Do you walk in the store, what can I make Shechinanos on this Shabbos? Nobody does that. That's a Rishos. If it's on your table and you're gonna eat it, of course you make a Shechinanos. What the Rishos meant was, you don't have to go searching out for it. You have to go searching out for other mitzvahs? Yes. Not this. Not a mitzvah, it's only Rishus. Meisvei, we have a little agata that says, Tein chelek shiva v'gamal shmona. There's a pasuk in Kehelet that says 7 and 8. What does that mean, 7 and 8? Rabbi Elazar, my shiva, el zayimei bereshis. 7 means the 7 days of the week. Shmona, el chesimei mila. 8 days of mila. Rabbi Yeshua, o my shiva, el shivimei pesach. Shmona, elu shimoni meachah. Ukisha omer, v'gam, so it's a gam in that pasuk, l'rabos, atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim. My love was man. Doesn't it mean for Shechianu? Lo, lebracha. It means for a special Kiddush. Not Kiddush. Kedushas Hayom. It's not Kiddush on Yom Kippur. Kedushas Hayom. Hachinah Mestabra. That's actually right. If you talk about Zman, if you mean Shechianu, Zman called Shiva Meyikah, you have Shechianu all 7 days of Pesach? No such thing. So the Gemara says, that's not really true. Holo kasha, that's not a kasha. Dilo mavarecha idna mavarecha lacha lamachor ulu yom achora. If you didn't make a shechiranu today, then you do make it tomorrow. You didn't make a shechiranu the first 4 days of Pesach, you do make it. Same thing with sukkahs. You do that. That wasn't really a kasha. But we still answer, it's not talking about shechiranu, it's talking about the mentioning of the bracha. By the way, mikol makom b'idan kos. You still require a kos. Right? So, Lema mitzayle Rav Nachman, damar Rav Nachman zman omer afilu b'shuk. You can make a zman shechinu even in the street, even by without a kos. Is that possible? By the way, don't all women do that?
What?
Don't all women make a shechinu without a kos?
When they light candles.
Don't all women do that? Says the Magen Avraham. That's a minute shtuk. That's a minute that's wrong. What are they doing? They're lighting shechinu without. They're making a shechinu without a kos. Now. We just said, doesn't this go like a Nachman who holds you don't need a coat? You can even make a Shechinah in the Shuk. Gemara says, no, hello, Kash, it's literally a coat. No, you have a coat with you. Your coat's in the Shuk with you. So you have a coat. Ha, Tina, Chatzeres, that makes sense for Chatzeres, for Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaKippurim, Hechi Evin, what are you going to do on Kippur? There is no coat. E, Mavarech, Aleha, V'shasilei, you're going to make a Shechinah and then drink it. Where? What time of the day are you? You're like right before the Yontif, right before Shkia. Kivan to Amazman, Kabbalah Aleh Ba'asaleh. Well, by making Shechianah, you Makabal Yom Kippur. Once you Makabal Yom Kippur, how can you drink? Hamar Leh, or of the Yermi of our Abel, or of Lirav, Mi Badalta. Once you make early Shabbos, you can't do Malacha anymore. Amalei. Yeah, in Bedilna, yeah. Once I made early Shabbos, I daven Ma'ariv early, I can't go do Malacha. So if once you make a Shachar, how could you go drink it?
Yeah, but you can ask someone to do Malacha.
Who? Levarich Aleha Ulanachte Ulanche. You're going to drink it and put it down. You're going to make a bracha and put it down. Hamavarach Shark Shiyito. You have to drink. Leish Velu Yinuka. You're going to give it to one of the kids. Right? You're going to give it to one of the kids. Says Rashi. Leish Velu Yinuka. Lishto Thola Acha Shabirech Alav. You're going to give it to one of your kids to drink after you made the bracha. Dahai Shetoim Dalkamar Lav Dafka Kamavarach. Someone has to drink it. Doesn't have to be the one who made the bracha. Someone has to. Do adin ki shasi achrino. Someone else is going to do it. Time amishom the gnai. Listen to this. It's a gnai for the coast. Shelo ye ne adam mimenu la'alter. That no one's going to drink it. That's a gnai. Shedei brechas ayayin debar priya gofet shalot tzarech. And Rashi and Tosman says you can even do it for kids. Rashi says you can even do it for kids. So you don't have the kids drink it? Right? What kind of child are we talking about? Are we talking about a child who is a chinuch, of chinuch age? So the answer is, he's an age of old enough to know what a bracha is, but not old enough to fast. Right? You have to find that perfect age.
Is it gnai or bracha levatala?
What? If nobody drinks it, it's a bracha levatala.
It's gnai.
Right, so what does he mean by that? Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Why didn't we give the answer? Why didn't we give the answer? Wait a second. You're not allowed to feed things that are not kosher to your son. You're not allowed to do that. How could you give him wine and kippur? You're not allowed to do that. It's us for you. It's us for your son. We're not going to give that answer.
Give him wine and give him milk. Or
wine. Well, kiddush.
Well, what's the difference between giving milk or wine?
What?
Give him food anyway. Give him food.
That's the answer. The Rabbeinu Tam gives that answer. He's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. He doesn't have to fast. He's a 4-year-old kid. Doesn't have to fast. When you can't give him, you can't give him treif. Here, the only reason why he can't eat is because it's Yom Kippur. Right? So it's a funny thing because so the Gemara answers Dilma Asi Lemisrach. He might come to mistakenly think that what? So you've got to eat on Yom Kippur. No kid will ever think that. Right? No kid's ever gonna think that. Why? Because they all eat on Yom Kippur. Every year they eat on Yom Kippur. And when they turn 13, they stop. What's going on here? So the Rashba asked that question. The Rashba says, you know what's going on over here? The kid's not even thirsty. Not even thirsty. They called over, come over here, come drink this. I don't want to drink now. I want to go back to my game. No, drink it. That's very different than what we do in Yom Kippur. They get hungry, especially when they get older. We stop. There's no nash, no candy. You have to eat. Of course, you have to. The kid can't go a whole day without eating. They're little kids. But we start to make adjustments. Here, kind of what is going on over here? You're forcing him. That's a terrible thing that'll go into his head. He'll grow up thinking, what's going on over here? They made me when I was. They made me. There's no. I can drink what I want when I get older. It's a whole different problem. Very interesting. I never thought of that until I saw this Rashba. What do you mean they're going to think? They eat the whole life. They eat till they're 13. 12, 11, they start to slow down. But the difference is because they eat when they have to. Here they're eating when they don't have to. We're forcing them to drink it. Different problem. Anyway, my Haviala, what's the bottom line? Shadruha Rabbanan L'Rav Yemar, Saba, Kameda of Yirmiya, B'mali Yoma Derishata. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah, so we don't have an answer. What do you do with the coast issue? Right, we don't have an answer. There's nothing you can do on Yom Kippur. What? On Yom Kippur? No, you have to make Shekhinah for the Kiddush of the Yom and you need a kos. How do you drink it? You can't drink it. No one else can drink it. What do? So Amalei, it's a Gogoyes of Chista. So Amalei, Zil Chazid HaHechi Ovid. Go see what he does. Uvda Ta'im Alon and come back and tell us. Ki Chazia, when we went there, Amalei, Delui Leritva Rispa Le Beduchtaihu. That he was moving a wet log from his place. What does that mean? He was moving a wet log from his place? Because he didn't pick it up unless he had to. So what do you see? We're only here because we need to learn from you. Anyway, Aisule Kasa Dechamra Kodesh Bamar Zman. He said Zman. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, he said Zman. V'hilchisa, Talacha is Omar Zman Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim. You say Zman and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What about the second day of Rosh Hashanah? That's a suffix. That's why you bring out a new fruit. If you don't have a new fruit, you make a shachyanu. Right? V'hilchasa, zman amru, afilu b'shuk. You can even say zman in the shuk. Right? Why? What? Why? Because you're allowed to do that. And by the way, what about a kos issue? So on Yom Kippur, whoa, so I can say it in the shuk? Because you don't need a kos. Right. 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 So the Yaivitz says, so why are women lighting why are women making shekhinah when they light candles? Where'd that come from? You don't need a kos. Isn't this better anyway? So the Mishnah Berurah points out, no, it's best when they make a shekhinah. That demonstrates to them that they're being makabel the yontif. Okay, we must do the bottom tosfos. It'll take a minute. Listen to the bottom tosfos. Amar Rabbeinu Shmuel, dafka gabezman shu kavua. Only if it's a zman kavua, chayshin on dilma asil misrach. Maybe they're going to come to think the halach is wrong. Aval im ira bris mila b'tishabav o b'yom ha-kippurim. Let's say there's a bris mila on tishabav or Yom Kippur, which, as far as I remember, one time in my life I saw a bris on Yom Kippur, which was in Kerem Biavne, when we were there. I'm 42 years old. I never saw a bris on Tisha B'Av. Did anyone here ever see that? Yeah. They're very rare. That happened once in a blue moon. So if that happens in a blue moon, what do you do? Says Tosvos, Delo havi el akroi ba'alma. It's very rare. Lo chayshinan dilma osi lemisra. We're not choshesh for that. Let the kid drink the cup. Umay sahaya bechupa ba'asar b'teves. There's lots of chupa ba'asar b'teves. Nasnu kos latinok lishtos. They gave it to one of the kids to drink. Fascinating. Right?
What else could
they
do?
Huh?
What else could you do?
You put the kos down. I don't know if we hold it this Tosfos. Would they give a kid to drink on Yom Kippur if they're bris? I don't know. Tosfos says not a big deal. What's the
Why
issue?
Not?
He's gonna grow up thinking, hey, what happened once in his life? Once every 40 years is a bris on Yom Kippur. Right? Yes, it was. Oh, you weren't there for Yom Kippur? Oh, you weren't there, right. Anyway. What? Exactly, that's why it's mutter. All right, very good. We'll stop here. I will pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.